6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Now, fruit fly is a massive pest in South Australia. My uncle used to have citrus in Wakery, and that was the worst thing that could happen in a season, that, you know, you had fruit fly. It completely and utterly wipes out the crop that you've got. These teeny tiny insects, they've got the power to just destroy everything. And we've had outbreaks here impacting Adelaide and the Riverland since 2019. So are we winning the war or are they? Let's talk to Nathan Rhodes. He's the Executive Director at Biosecurity SA in the Department of Primary Industries and Regions. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program, Nathan.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Jade.
Now, can you give us an update on the fruit fly outbreaks in South Australia?
Yeah, so we're really pleased to announce in December last year that all Mediterranean fruit fly outbreaks in the metropolitan Adelaide area and a single one in Port Augusta were successfully eradicated. So that means that people that live in those outbreak areas can now go back to the way they used to manage their gardens and manage their fruit and move things around freely, which is a wonderful outcome for us and a major milestone in, as you point out, what has been a significant and two-year-long eradication program. Unfortunately, we do still have a single outbreak of Queensland fruit fly in the Mediterranean, in the metropolitan area, and that's around the Ridleyton area. Mm-hmm. And so there are still restrictions in place for residents in and around Ridleyton, and they'll just have to continue to manage those restrictions for another few weeks until hopefully we can declare that a successful eradication as well. So we have made some really great progress in the metropolitan area.
So
in the Riverland, go on.
I was just going to say the Queensland fruit fly, is it sitting on a banana and then when they arrive here in SA it jumps off and spreads? I mean, what's a Queensland fruit fly?
It's a bit of a bit misleading. Yes, it originated in Queensland, but it's now become endemic across the east coast through New South Wales and Victoria. Uh-huh. And so we suspect that the outbreaks that we find here in South Australia have come across the border from Victoria and New South Wales more directly. But you're exactly right. It comes through in fruit, and the movement of fruit is the major mechanism that this fly spreads, which is why we've had these significant restrictions in place that people will be familiar with.
And how can they come across? I mean, you drive across the border and, you know, South Australia, if you're coming from Victoria, say, there's all these signs. And then also if you're driving into the Riverland, again, so many signs, don't carry fruit, pull over now. And if you're flying into South Australia, then, you know, they'll say to you, don't bring fruit into the state. But is that as easy as it is that someone can just carry a couple of bugs or one bug in and from there it just goes like rapid fire?
Absolutely. A single maggot in a piece of fruit or a single infested piece of fruit can result in an outbreak. It is very difficult sometimes to tell if your fruit's got maggots in it, which is why it's so important that people don't bring host produce into South Australia. We do have, a very significant presence on those direct routes from Victoria into the Riverland there to make sure that we minimise the risk of things coming in. But unfortunately, sometimes people either don't do the right thing or are unaware that they're actually bringing in produce that is prohibited, and unfortunately these things can result in these outbreaks. So it's really important that we raise as much awareness as possible about the restrictions that are in place and the seriousness of keeping fruit fly out of South Australia.
If you've got a question about fruit fly, now's the time to give us a buzz, because Nathan Rhodes is part of the Department of Primary Industries and Regions and is more than happy to answer any questions about fruit flies, 8223 0000. So if you're in the Ridleyton area, would you necessarily know that there is an outbreak in your area and what to do?
Yes, the residents of Ridleyton will be very familiar with our work there over the past month. And they would have seen our staff on the streets knocking on doors and going in and treating fruit trees in backyards. They have all been advised that the outbreak has been extended through to the 22nd of February and will be aware of the restrictions that are in place. Now, our on-the-ground teams won't be as visible as they have been at the moment. We've moved to a different stage of eradication, which is the sterile insect release stage. Mm-hmm. And so our main activity at the moment is the plane that people might be familiar with that's flying around releasing flies as the final stage of our eradication.
Sorry, releasing flies?
Yeah, so we have a sterile insect facility,
yeah,
which breeds fruit flies that, at the moment, suggest are sterile and can't reproduce. Mm-hmm. And they're a really important tool for us just to mop up the last remaining flies that might be there having survived our baiting program.
So they
and
eat
what
them?
Happens is that, no, they don't eat them. So what they do, they are sterile Queensland fruit flies.
Yeah.
And we release 20 million of these flies a week.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that the abundance of those flies makes it really difficult for any remaining wild flies to find other wild flies and mate and reproduce.
Uh-huh.
And in that way, the population will then die out because the sterile flies can't reproduce. So it's a really good way of just cleaning up a very low fly, low density population. It's a regular tool we use following our baiting activity.
How would you know whether there's a goodie or a baddie?
Well, you won't if you just look at them.
Okay.
So what we do is when we produce the sterile flies, we add a dye to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that actually colours their body, which can be seen under a microscope. And even sometimes it's hard to see on the outside. We can actually dissect them and find traces of that dye inside their head. So when we catch flies in traps, we will always send them to our entomologists for identification, and they'll determine whether it's a wild fly or a sterile fly.
I was going to say, how would you even know that you've got fruit flies?
Well, the first thing that people will see in their backyard is rotten fruit, and maggots in fruit is the number one way people will find fruit fly. It's pretty rare to see a fruit fly, and so if people do see what they suspect is fruit flies in their backyard, at this stage it's more than likely to be a sterile fly given how many that we're releasing over the metropolitan area. So what we ask people to do is to pay really close attention to their homegrown fruit and make sure that they don't allow that fruit to rot on the tree or fall on the ground.
Yes.
And when you're picking up that fruit and you're checking that fruit, making sure that you're not finding creamy white maggots inside that fruit, that's the number one way you'll detect a fruit fly. So if you do find maggots in your fruit, what we ask you to do is to give us a call on the fruit fly hotline, take that sample, hold it in a plastic bag, we'll come and pick it up and determine if it is a fruit fly or not.
Jimmy from Taparoo has called in to ask you a question. Welcome to the program, Jimmy. Sure. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys? How's life?
Tickety-boo. Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
Now, I keep a smaller compost heap inside and then transfer like my smaller amounts of household green waste and apple cores and la la la, but when that's full, I'll transfer that out to my larger compost heap where I chuck my grass cuttings and whatever, and let that break down. And occasionally I find these little annoying buggy things inside the house. And that makes me think, okay, is this now what these guys are on about?
Yeah, Jimmy, so I suspect not. If you have those very small flies that you find buzzing around your fruit bowl and things inside are more than likely to be vinegar fly, and they're completely harmless. We're not worried about those at all. A fruit fly probably a bit slightly smaller than a house fly. It's got a bit of colour on it. But as I said before, it'd be unlikely for you to see those in and around your fruit bowl. What I would suggest, Jimmy, is...
No, they're not in my fruit bowl, man. They get all around the house. They go all around the place, man.
Yeah. Predominantly
they do hang around water, it seems to. But
right.
They don't seem like... normal flies at all. They're so much smaller, like some of them like the size of a pen nip.
Yes, that's right. And that's the ones that I'm thinking of, Jimmy. They'd be like a vinegar fly. The number one thing though is that compost that you're taking out, putting on your compost heap, that is actually a really significant risk for fruit fly, because what fruit fly like to do, if you throw out an apple core that has a maggot in it, they'll burrow into your compost heap and pupate, a bit like a cocoon stage, and then the adult flies will emerge out of that. So what you need to do with your household compost is put that into your council green waste bin. Council will take that away, and we have arrangements in place with the waste providers to make sure that waste is treated in such a way that the adult flies can't emerge. So the household compost heap jimmy, that's a really high risk, and you should use that green council bin.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Great question, because that was going to be mine next. Whenever I buy stone fruit and I have it in the fruit bowl on the bench there, there's all these tiny, tiny little fellas that zip around and you think, uh-oh, but they're vinegar flies, are they?
I suspect so, yes. The tiny little flies that you see commonly are vinegar flies. Mm-hmm. And like I say, fruit flies are quite different, and actually If you look at them closely, actually quite pretty flies. They've got quite a lot of colour on them and like a bit closer to your normal household size fly.
Okay. I was going to ask you why there's so many flies around at the moment, but we'll stick to fruit flies for the moment. But if you've got any questions at all that you'd like to ask about fruit flies, buzz us on 8223 0000.
The time is now. An opportunity to tell a new and unique story. 88 O'Connell, a connected community with swimming pools, gym, indoor and outdoor dining, fresh food marketplace and high-end retail shopping. 2, 3 or 4 bedroom apartments with unparalleled views to the city, hills, coast and beyond. The long-awaited display suite is now open, showcasing the incredible lifestyle on offer at 88 O'Connell. More than an address. 88 O'Connell, North Adelaide.
The Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery is back and doubled the fun with 2 Scott Salisbury homes in Somerton Park to be won. Just moments from the beach, both homes are fully furnished, absolutely stunning, and ready for you to live your dream mortgage-free. With a catalogue of more than 15,000 prizes to win, tickets won't last long. Get yours today and join the fight at homelottery.com.au. License M14133.
Harvey Norman, Summer Sizzlers. From the makers of Sealy Posturepedic, the Australian-made Sealy Advantage Essential Plus Queen Mattress. Great price, $599. Asta 4-piece bedroom package, queen, king or double. Includes bed, 2 bedside tables and a tall boy, all for a low $1,399. Massport Pacific 4-burner barbecue. Great price, $898. 5-piece moon round dining suite with swivel chairs, $998. Summer Sizzlers now at Harvey Norman.
Looking for a career change? Cleanaway have job opportunities for drivers and mechanics available right now. Join Australia's largest waste management company and help make a sustainable future possible. We provide essential waste and recycling services to the South Australian community. A career in the cabin means a different view every day. So if you have an HR truck licence or mechanic qualification, apply today. Search Cleanaway Careers or visit cleanaway.com.au/careers.
Hi, it's Jane Riley here. I hope you enjoyed my amazing virtual Victorian road trip as much as I did sharing it with you. Thanks to the travel experts at RAA, we explored Victoria's great southern touring route, including the Great Ocean Road. I hope it's inspired you to get up and go and see what's possible in Victoria. Remember, you can enjoy exclusive RAA member benefits on your next Victorian getaway. Just Google RAA Travel for more info.
Keep on moving on.
The next state election is in March 2022, and with over 7,000 jobs available, the Electoral Commission of South Australia needs your help. So if you want to earn some extra cash and help deliver democracy in South Australia, search SA Election Jobs to find an election job that suits you.
When everything that you've ever been taught doesn't work, what do you do?
A Fire Inside. Streaming on Nine now. Made possible by NRMA Insurance.
Jade Robran on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
It's 20 minutes past 2 o'clock and we're talking about fruit flies with Nathan Rhodes, who is the Executive Director at Biosecurity SA in the Department of Primary Industries and Regions. And fruit fly, as we know, it can wipe out businesses. People's, you know, whole livelihoods can be wiped out by these teeny tiny little bugs. And so today we are talking about them, and we've got Sarah, who has messaged in. School starts this week and I want to start putting veggies and fruit in school lunchboxes, but all this talk of fruit flies, maybe I shouldn't be. What advice have you got for Sarah, Nathan?
A lot of those restrictions have been eased, and most people can go back to packing a full range of fresh produce in school lunchboxes now, so it's been quite timely in that regard. For Sarah, I'd suggest that she goes to our fruit fly website, where she can enter in her address or suburb, and that will tell her exactly what the restrictions are in place. But really, in metropolitan Adelaide, it's only those people that are around the Ridleyton outbreak area where there are still significant restrictions in place. And if Sarah happens to live in the broader yellow area, she and her children can go pretty much back to normal lunchbox arrangements, which means, you know, Adelaide Hills apples and strawberries and Riverland stone fruit can all go back into your lunchbox and back to normal ways of operating.
So what about if you're a school in that Ridleyton area, what restrictions have they got? And I guess anyone in a yellow area, who is in a yellow area?
Yeah, and it is quite a large area. The yellow area, it takes up quite a significant part of metropolitan Adelaide. So I'd imagine a lot of your listeners are actually in the yellow area. The red area, though, is where the really significant restrictions are in place. And they are, you know, you cannot pack fruit fly host material and take it with you off your property. So that's where the lunchbox issue comes in. And so what we say to those people and have been saying to those people over the last 2 years since these outbreaks began is pack things that aren't fruit fly host. So things like watermelons and pineapples and rock melons are safe to pack. And, those non-host items, we really encourage people to continue to eat, but you must not move that risk material around.
Okay, and to find out if you are in a yellow or a red zone, you can head to fruitfly.sa.gov.au, is that right?
That's right, and there's some maps there where you can enter your address and it will show you exactly where you sit in terms of the outbreak area, and then you can go to the colour-coded chart and see what the restrictions are in your place.
Okay, great. And Henry has emailed in, what can I do in my garden to help stop fruit fly?
Yeah, so home gardens are a really significant part of this, and obviously in a metropolitan area there are lots of people that are growing fruit and vegetables at home that are at risk of fruit fly. So it's really important for home gardeners to know exactly what those rich fruits are. It's things like the stone fruit that I mentioned before, apricots, peaches, nectarines, plums, citrus fruit, you know, lemons and oranges, mandarins, kumquats, those sorts of things, and apples and pears and avocados are all at risk to fruit fly. Now, there's another class of fruit fly risk material, which is called fruiting vegetables, and they're your tomatoes and capsicums, eggplants and chilies. So if you do like to grow your tomatoes in summer, you really must pay attention to your garden, look after it, make sure that you're not giving fruit fly an opportunity to lay their eggs in your fruit. So what we ask people to do is to promptly pick their fruit. As it ripens, make sure you're really diligent in picking fruit and bringing it inside. And keep your fruit trees maintained so you can easily get in and pick all that fruit next season and make sure there's nothing left there that fruit fly might be able to lay eggs in. If you have fallen fruit, collect it. Collect your fruit from the ground and put it in your green council bin like we talked about earlier. And continually check your fruit that you are picking and eating, making sure there aren't any blemishes or bruises that might give you an indication that there are maggots in those fruit. And if you have you suspect there are any maggots in that fruit or you think you might have fruit fly, take a sample, keep it in a sealed plastic bag and give us a call on the fruit fly hotline, which is 1300 666 010. We'll come and collect it and have an entomologist have a look at it and see whether it's fruit fly or not.
Nathan, what happens if you eat a piece of fruit and it's got like the eggs in there? What do you get sick?
No, you won't get sick. It's safe to eat. It's just not very nice. Generally, you know, the eggs are laid and then the larvae start to feed on the flesh of the fruit, and that's when you start getting the bruising and mushiness, et cetera, that comes along with rotting fruit. So I think it would be quite apparent to most people when they do have fruit that's infested and, just looking for that bruising and marking on the fruit is the main way.
So what are the signs of fruit fly and what should gardeners do if they think that they see it? You said just to give you guys a call, but those signs are just the soft fruit and I guess the obvious signs of maggots.
Yeah, that's right. So when you are picking your fruit, looking for bruises or sting marks show up as just a small dot on the skin. It can be quite difficult to see, but any brown or black blemishes might give you an indication that something has stung that fruit. So cut that fruit open, check it for maggots, You're looking for a maggot, which is a creamy white colour, probably up to 10 millimetres long. They're not especially large, but you will often find more than one in the piece of fruit. And if you do see what you suspect might be an adult fruit fly, you're generally looking for, a small, like I said, fairly colourful fly, 3 to 8 millimetres long. You might see some yellow marking on that fly. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, you're more than likely to not see the adults. It's likely to be the larvae that you find in the fruit. So any of those signs of maggots, just give us a call on that fruit fly hotline and we'll come and collect it and make sure that it's treated appropriately.
Tony has messaged in saying, I think I live in the yellow area. I'm just about to jump online to find out. But can you tell us more about the plane? What does it look like and how often does it fly?
Yeah, so that plane has been flying around for months now, releasing flies. You might have noticed a small, it's a twin-engine plane. It's largely white, but it does have red wingtips. And if you're close enough, you might be able to see it has a large C on its tail. So what it does is flies up and down over the metropolitan area at a relatively low height, releasing fruit flies, sterile fruit flies.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, that's a significant part of our final stages of our response. It will generally be in the air Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is when it tends to go up, but that does vary according to, traffic control considerations and weather and those sorts of things. So if you do see the plane, it's likely to be, about 100 metres up and it will come back and forth over your area.
Nathan, thanks very much for the chat. Very interesting.
Not at all. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Nathan Rhodes there from Primary Industries and Regis. So basically, you're being asked to be detectives, fruit fly detectives. So if you find anything a bit suspicious in your fruit, a little bit gross, give them a call. 1300 666 010 is the fruit fly hotline, 1300 666 010, or you can jump on the website fruitfly.sa.gov.au.
Hi, Bronte Manuel.